We're gathering reaction on the new two-year state budget signed by Governor Evers Wednesday. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ahead of signing, the governor spoke about his partial vetoes and reflected on the process of arriving at a compromise.
Vetoing this budget in its entirety would have been more of the same divisiveness and the petty political theatrics that the people of Wisconsin have had to put up with for far too long.
So what do you think about the governor's frustration over the budget process? Do you think this spending plan adequately reflects the priorities of Wisconsinites? What do you want to tell lawmakers about this budget? We're at 800-642-1234. And let's bring in two lawmakers on both sides of the aisle for a conversation. Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican from Irma and is the Assembly Assistant Majority Leader. Representative Felskowski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
And we have Representative Gordon Hintz, a Democrat from Oshkosh, and is the Assembly Minority Leader. Representative Hintz, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Well, let's first talk about overall budget. Governor Evers called the budget insufficient. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said the governor embraced a number of Republican priorities. But Assembly Speaker Voss said because of his partial vetoes, he's starving programs that incentivize work. Representative Felskowski, let's start with you. Is this a good budget for Wisconsin?
I think the budget that the legislature set on Governor Evers' desk was a very good budget for the state of Wisconsin. It reprioritized statewide things that were directed just at larger cities in the state. After the vetoes, the partial veto, especially from a northern legislature and a rural legislator, I think it really just redirects things to southeastern Wisconsin, to our largest communities, and really, really hurts the rest of the state. So we did have a good budget. Our legislature invested in things that Governor Evers wanted. We invested in transportation. We invested in public education. The same amount of money that Governor Evers said in our last budget was a kid-friendly budget. We addressed its special needs or its highest cost special education. And we also addressed a lot of areas of health care. So it was a good budget. I still think it's an okay budget, but it could have been much better had he not done some of his partial vetoes.
Representative Hintz, the governor said that he considered vetoing the whole thing altogether. Should he have vetoed it completely? What do you think this budget will mean for Wisconsinites?
Well, Governor Evers crafted a budget to begin this process that reflected the priorities, I think, of the people of Wisconsin based on the input that he had going around the state. I think Republicans in the legislature missed many opportunities to create the best budget for our state. And while, you know, the process left a lot to be desired, the election of Governor Evers and the support for his agenda obviously was successful in moving Republicans to increase investments in areas beyond the level of the Walker years. And I think we have to look at that difference to just understand how effective Governor Evers was in, you know, really getting Republicans to move and make a lot of the investments. That being said, the beginning of the budget, the big questions were, how do we maximize taxpayer resources and not just give money to other states while investing in health care by taking the Medicaid expansion? You know, we heard both from the speaker's task force and from districts around the state that we needed a significant increase in special education funding to be able to provide the resources to, benefit all children. And then we needed a long-term, sustainable and equitable transportation funding solution. And all three of those, the budget that the Republicans put forward, fell short. And the reality is we're going to be back in 2 years to address a lot of those things. So there are investments in a lot of these programs, but it was done in such an inefficient, ineffective fashion. And the fact that we didn't put ourselves on the right track with something more like the people's budget that the governor originally introduced, I think is a real missed opportunity.
Well, let's take a call now. Let's go to Mark joining us from Appleton with thoughts on the budget. Mark, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Good morning. I think it's unfortunate that the tuition freeze at the UW was once again not funded. This is a cut to the University of Wisconsin, which is really struggling financially and has been for since the recession back in 2009. which I don't think is widely enough understood or appreciated. And so it's really unfortunate. This is, you know, the UW is told to run like a business, which it's not. But if it is, even if it is a business, we're not allowed to, the system is not allowed to set its own prices. But the lack of funding for the tuition freeze, which the governor had proposed, is really a bad move, is really unwise. I mean, the tuition freeze itself is a great thing, but not funding it is not.
Representative Felskowski, how would you respond to Mark?
Well, I understand what, you know, a benefit the UW system is. Our UW system in the state of Wisconsin is phenomenal, and we've seen results from the UW in the last 8 years going up and up. I think what people need to keep and realize is prior to 2012, tuition at UW system across the state was going up way past the cost of inflation, 6 to 8% a year. So a lot of this is just reining in and saying, you know what, you need to be as frugal as the parents that are sending their children there. And we've seen it. The kids are still coming out there doing, you know, an amazing job with the graduation rates. ACT scores are up in this state. And the UW is performing, but they're just performing at a much more efficient level.
Representative Hintz, your thoughts there on funding the UW?
Well, this is one where it was, again, a missed opportunity. And the governor likes to say, connect the dots. When you turn down $324 million of state taxpayer savings, or when you don't come up by the Medicaid expansion, and when you take money out of the general fund to pay for roads because you're unable to come up with a sustainable revenue, that means you're going to cut from somewhere. And unfortunately, the UW system funding was significantly reduced. And the reality is, between 2013 and 2018, Wisconsin saw the fourth largest decline in per student spending in higher education, putting us just behind Mississippi, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. The reality is our UW system has been strong because of decades of investment and being a priority. And while it doesn't fall apart overnight, you also can't fix it overnight. And what we've done over the last 10 years to one of the most amazing state public university systems, it doesn't make sense given how important it is to our economy going forward.
We're talking with two lawmakers on the new budget that has been signed. Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican from Irma and is the Assembly Assistant Majority Leader. We have Representative Gordon Hintz as well, a Democrat from Oshkosh and the Assembly Minority Leader. You can join in at 800-642-1234. So what do you think about the budget signed by the governor? Do you agree with the vetoes, partial vetoes he made, or should there have been additional ones? What should be changed? Do you think property taxes should go up and income taxes go down? And how will that impact your family? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a look at registration fees and transportation for a moment. Governor Evers kept part of the budget that would raise vehicle registration fees, but he wiped plans to lower registration fees for truck owners. Representative Felskowski, with these fee increases to fix roads, do you think Republicans have found a solution here to pump more dollars into the transportation budget?
So one of the things we know is, I mean, there was a proposal from Governor Evers to increase the gas tax. But we've seen gas tax revenues as vehicles have become more efficient. You know, gas tax revenues are going to start to decline. So this was a way at a stable funding source that we could put money into transportation. The problem that I will admit to it is it only captures in-state dollars. But actually, if for someone who's, you know, when we look at the average cost of vehicles, miles driven and everything else, this is a little bit lower cost for residents in the state of Wisconsin by doing the registration fees. And as far as on the truck tax or a truck registration, what we were doing is just making it across the board one flat tax for vehicles with a gross vehicle weight under 10,000. Have we come up with a long-term solution for transportation? I don't think that we have. And I think that that's something that's going to be an ongoing conversation as we look to more electric vehicles, as we look to different ways of how people travel, if they're going to be doing more mass transit. And I think down the road, this isn't a Wisconsin problem. This is a nationwide problem where we're going to have to look at infrastructure spending and how we fund it. And it may not be through a gas tax. It may be through something like a utility or based on other models that we haven't even come up with yet. But we're going to have to move forward in doing that. But this gets us back to a funding level that is going to help us get our roads fixed. Now, the saddest part about all this is Governor Evers, in his partial veto, vetoed out monies that were going to local road aids for towns and communities out in your more rural areas. And that money is now a slush fund for DOT to be used in the larger cities. So it's very much an attack on rural and northern Wisconsin. But I think that the money is there. I'm just hoping that they don't forget about the entire state as the money is distributed.
Let's bring in Karen now from Minong. Hi, Karen.
Yes. I'm really concerned about transportation in northwest Wisconsin. It was not funded by Republicans for many, many years, and now it's not being funded by Tony Evers. And the thing is, we have no way for people to get to work who don't have transportation, and we don't have the dollars to help them. So I'd like to know, without the regular excuses of everybody blaming each other, when are you going to take care of one of the most rural areas in the state and make sure people can get to where they need to go? Thank you.
Karen, thanks for your call, and we will break that question down when we return. We have Assistant Majority Leader Mary Felskowski from IRMA and Minority Leader Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh. You have a line to them, 800-642-1234. What about raising registration and title fees to boost transportation funding? Was that the right move in your part of the state? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Back in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're working through highlights of the biennial budget that Governor Evers signed last week. The governor used dozens of line item vetoes to give more money to K-12 schools, to delete a work requirement for food share recipients with young kids. He used his veto pen to delete a drug test requirement for food share and to kill a study of tolls and mileage-based fees to pay for highways. We're getting your takeaway on it with a pair of assembly members with us. What questions do you have for Representative Hintz and Felskowski? What issues do you want them to tackle next post-budget? Join in at 800-642-1234. Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican from IRMA, and Representative Gordon Hintz is a Democrat from Oshkosh, and they stay with us for this discussion. Before we went to break there, representatives, we were hearing from Karen in Minong, and she was saying that the dollars for transportation aren't reaching her part of the state. Representative Hintz, what would you say to Karen on being able to get to the work she needs to get to and on roads that are accessible?
Well, I'd say when you have a Republican majority that has spent the last 8 years studying the issue, but not funding transportation adequately, that's going to be the product. You can't ignore a problem for this long and not end up having problems. We're seeing towns go forward with gravel roads. We're seeing projects get delayed or perhaps scaled back, where you might have a resurfacing instead of a reconstruction. We've known for years, the bottom line is we need more resources to be able to replace aging infrastructure projects around the state. We make things, a lot of the things that are made in outstate Wisconsin need to go through southeast Wisconsin to be able to get to market. And, the reality is we've needed sustainable revenue for a while. This is the first new revenue that we've seen in a while. But again, a lot of it's one time. We're going to be back in the same position in 2 years. And remember, when you're driving down the highway and you see someone with an Illinois license plate or a Chicago Bears sticker, remember, they're not going to be paying the increased fees that everybody in Wisconsin is. They essentially stuck it to taxpayers in Wisconsin without asking others who use our roads to pay for the increase. And to me, you know, that's inefficient. Well, and I would put, way to do it.
Yeah, Representative Hintz, you know, Speaker Voss was on our program recently and said, look, if you buy a vehicle in 5 years, you know, you would actually end up paying more through a gas tax than you would if you buy a vehicle once every 5 years on these registration and title fees.
Yeah, that seems like some fuzzy math. I mean, maybe that assumes the full amount of the gas tax that Governor Evers proposed. But the reality is, if you had done a 2 cent gas tax, the average person would pay roughly the same as $10, and you would generate almost double the amount of revenue, and you would capture a large amount of it from out of state drivers. So, you know, a lot of my Republican colleagues signed papers to some, you know, national interest groups saying they would not increase taxes, only to then increase fees. And I don't think the public makes a difference. My mom, who drives 500 miles a year in town, you know, shouldn't have to pay the same as someone like me that drives 30,000 miles a year. Yet that's exactly what was done.
Let's go to Mark now in New Berlin. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to know, in the past, we've had we have a transportation fund that was raided by Governor Doyle, and that we had no money left in the fund because it was just taken. If we put more money into gas taxes or registration, what's to prevent Governor Evers from doing the same thing?
Representative Felskowski, what about the transportation fund and what those dollars go toward?
Well, because of what Governor Doyle did, we in the last, underneath Governor Walker, we did a constitutional amendment to protect the transportation fund so that, you know, very liberal interests, when they couldn't balance a budget, you know, they would not be able to raid that fund. But I think the big thing, you know, Representative Hintz wants to make it out that we didn't put money out there. You know, you have to understand that Governor Evers came into a budget with over $1 billion in revenue surplus at the end of a 2-year budget cycle. So we used a lot of that money for local road aids, which Governor Evers vetoed out and made it a slush fund for DOT. So I very much agree with the lady in Minong, where we're not taking care of the roads up there. In the last budget under Governor Walker, we did the largest increase to GTPA, general transportation aids to the locals, and to LRIP, the Local Road Improvement Program. And Robin Voss, when he told you about, you know, what it was going to cost, Speaker Voss, it's much less. And I don't think gas taxes is a answer either going forward. You know, and as far as people signing a gas tax pledge, a gas tax is actually a user fee. So if we needed to raise revenues through a gas tax, we had the votes in the assembly to very much do that, but it wasn't an option this session around. I think the transportation fund is going to be a constant conversation going forward. We need to remember what we do, a 2-year biennial budget in the state of Wisconsin. And every 2 years, those issues are going to come up depending on what the needs are currently. We've seen an explosion of growth in southeastern Wisconsin, from Amazon to Foxconn and other areas. And we very much need to address our infrastructure in that area at this time. But that doesn't mean that we can ignore local in northern Wisconsin. This budget didn't ignore it. We put a budget on Governor Evers' desk that very much put $90 million and decreased the match for local areas to get their roads back up and do some catch up. And Governor Evers took that away. It's very much biased against rural and northern Wisconsin.
Well, let's take one more call here on transportation. Sue is joining us from Fish Creek. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I am so disappointed to hear the Republican and Democratic representatives going at each other. Sit back, talk to each other, stop pointing fingers, and fund the roads. The Republican, you know, can't say that the present budget is against Northwestern. They've had 8 years to do it, and now just sit down and do it together. I'm from Fish Creek. We were a zoo up here the past week, which is great for the economy, but I don't know why we are against the toll booths. The minute we hit the Illinois state border, we pay into Illinois transportation. Put the toll booths on, tax toll the people who are coming up here. And I think you could also put the toll booths so that local people can go off and come on and avoid the toll booths so it doesn't hurt the Wisconsinites.
Sue, thanks for the call. Representative Hintz, we saw in the budget getting rid of the toll study and the mileage-based fee study. Your thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, we hear tolls thrown around by the Republicans for the last 4 years. We've had three studies proposed, another one proposed. Toll booths have become another word for punting. And the reality is you can have that on the table. I think one of the arguments against tolls is that they're inefficient. About 70% of the revenue generated goes into roads versus 99 cents of every dollar of the gas tax. I mean, if we could put toll booths on the Illinois border and make every Cub fan and Bear fan pay, but not Wisconsinites, that would be great. But, you know, there are a number of issues related to toll booths, where they go, what the impact is on the state. I think we want to capture the more you drive, the more you should pay. I do concur with Representative Felskowski that we are probably going to be dealing with this over the next decade as, you know, behaviors change as electric vehicles come on board. But the reality is, you know, there's a more sustainable, equitable way out there to fund these things.
And I want to step
not get it done.
Yeah, Representative Hintz, I want to step in here for Representative Felskowski. Just to look the future here, the plan approved leaves the state with a projected budget shortfall of more than $1 billion in 2023. Is this budget responsible spending for the state?
So I just want to touch on the tolling for 1 minute, and I think this needs to be said. We would look very seriously at tolling, and I agree with the lady from Fish Creek. The problem is because we've taken federal dollars, transportation dollars, we cannot just add toll booths on any highway. We would have to get a federal waiver. And even under that federal waiver, it would only be in expansion areas, like if we added another lane. Now, we could toll on specific bridge projects and other things, but we can't just implement tolling because of federal restrictions. Otherwise, I think that would be a very viable option, and I think we would, you know, jump on that going forward.
Well, we have to, I'm so sorry, we have to end it there. Representative Felskowski, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. And thank you for having me.
And Representative Hintz, thank you for being here.
Hey, happy to be here.
Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican from Irma and the Assembly Assistant Majority Leader. Representative Gordon Hintz, a Democrat from Oshkosh and the Assembly Minority Leader. Earlier, we talked with WPR's State Capitol reporter Laurel White about the budget. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network.